with us.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yes. Guys. Fourth.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
Don't you look so snazzy over there.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, you look good. All right, we are Dave and Giggles, and we're living in the modern era where it's almost 70 degrees in New York City.
It's crazy. It was like 60 degrees here, and the other day it was like 72, and I was like, it's February in Colorado. It's February. Why does it feel like summer?
I know. And I was just talking to Scrap, and it's like it's been like 50 degrees in L.A. for like a month and rainy. So everything is turned upside down. Everything is backwards, but we're still here. So Dave and Giggles, Dave's here. Giggles is here. We're all here. We're all having a good time.
We may have some old favorites calling.
I hope we do.
I put the word out.
All right.
I'm getting a little bit of an echo on my end, so I don't know if that's me or if that's you.
I don't hear anything
over
here.
Just getting a little reverb.
Well, it might be like the show coming in and then also your headphones. I don't know. It sounds fine over here. What am I going to do?
Good.
What am I going to do?
As long as I'm going out.
You're going out. You're sounding really, really good.
Thanks, man.
Oh, man. Hey, so what's happening?
So I got my timer set. In 35 minutes, I got to go take the plastic wrap off the lasagna. So I'm going to leave you alone for like 20 seconds, but I'll be back.
Were you making lasagna tonight?
I'm Susie Homemaker.
All right. So we talked a little this week. You got your phone back. That was last week. But this week, you went for a job interview.
It's true.
All right. Tell us.
It was like a preliminary job interview. It wasn't really an interview. It was just kind of checking out to see, you know, he's like, oh, I'll tell you more about the job. You know, we'll have lunch. And I was like, all right. So just to give a little precursor, this would be for a cinematographer position for a pretty big company. I won't say who it is,
but it's like
under their, you know.
Sure.
Just, you know, I don't want to screw it up yet.
No, don't screw it up. Don't screw it up.
We'll hire this guy. He's going to hose you.
So have you gotten to the point where you can't be a stay-at-home dad anymore? You got to get a job?
Well, I'm looking at the other options because, you know, Sam's turning two, you know, and I wouldn't mind, you know, making some good money. You know, it's not a bad thing.
Be the stay. You don't want to be. You want to make your own money now. You're at the point.
I want to make our money, but I just want to make a set amount. You know, I'm a freelancer. I got with my own company. I'm an entrepreneur, so my income fluctuates.
Sure.
You know this.
I do know this. I know.
So
you,
let's get.
All right.
So I had. So it was a fancy. It was a fancy restaurant. So
okay.
I was like, all right. Well, let me dress nice. So I thought I dressed nice. Homeboy shows up with like a bow tie,
like a tuxedo
suit with
like a
vest.
Tuxedo.
Yeah, well, and he's like, "Oh, I should have told you." So, you know, I do this thing in my office where every Wednesday I just dress up really, really nice. And I was like, "All right, bro," but like, you got to tell me this.
I don't know if this guy sounds
like he's, you know, decked out to the nines.
Seriously,
and here I am, and I always try to be the most.
You look good, but I mean, you don't wear like a 3-piece suit. Good,
no,
you know, like you look good. But I feel like this is the type of guy you might not want to work for. You know, like a guy who like goes out of his way to like make Wednesday's dress up day sounds a little weird, right?
Yeah, he outdressed me.
He outdressed you. All right. So how did the interview go?
It wasn't really an interview. He just kind of told me about the job.
All right.
And I kind of told him, I was like, well, I'm interested because it sounds, you know, the pay is pretty good for what I would think that, you know, like a lot of these digital companies, they're like, oh, we're going to have you work, you know, 50 hours a week.
Well, they want to
pay $35,000.
They want to hire like a bunch of kids out of college that don't know shit. Yeah, totally.
He's not looking for that. He's looking for somebody who's a seasoned professional who can have, you know, a sense of, you know, act well around, you know, CEOs in a corporate client environment.
And
you
he
know?
Asked you? Had to throw that in there. Had to throw it in there.
Yeah.
So are you going to go back for a second interview? Like, what's the deal? Where is this
going? See, the next step is he's going to reach out and say, hey, we're going to have you come into the office. We're going to do a couple, you know, some trial stuff, see how you work. So it'll be a process. I'm going to try to get the job. That's going to be my MO,
right,
is to attempt to get the job. Because I think it, you know, I've never done the Monday through Friday corporate thing.
Never?
Never.
I mean, I feel like, what are some jobs you have? You had like, I mean, in your adult life, you had like catering. Catering was a big one for like a majority of the time you were in New York, right?
Yeah.
That is not a 9-to-5 job. What else did you have? Do you have any, did you do any like, you know, like temp work?
No, I never ventured into the corporate sphere.
Because that's pretty much what all the actors who come to New York do, right? What are you thinking
for? Some of them, but I think the catering was the.
That was it.
That was it, because you get to go to parties.
Yeah.
You get to work parties.
You get to work the room. You get to work the room. All right. It'll be interesting. Are you ready for a 9-to-5 job? It's an interesting job.
We'll see. I mean, you do it. You do the sort of 10 to 8 or 10 to 6. What's your kind of?
I mean, it's like noon to 5. Let's be honest here.
I just want you to dress up. This is your mom talking, you know, through me to you. I just need you to dress up a little bit more.
I mean, I dress all right.
I think the bum look is just over. You know, I mean, like, nobody wants to see
nobody
that.
Wants to be a bum. I understand it. But I mean, I'm telling you that, like, what I wear to work is like probably better than what most people wear at my job.
Okay.
So it's not like I stick out like a unmade bed sore thumb. Everybody looks like that. You know, even the women
just
look like
following
that.
The status quo.
I mean,
quo.
You've seen Dylan. Like, look at him.
Yeah.
Where is he?
No, I get you.
He's
well.
You
he said
call.
It's a very. You know, I looked on the website and it said, "Oh, it's a very. You know, it's a super casual work environment." And I was like, "Oh, that sounds kind of cool." And then, you know, he shows up in this 3-piece suit, and I'm like, "Dude, what are you doing, man?" You know, I wore my cashmere blazer. That Deb
gotcha.
Sort of, she really wanted me to buy this. She's like, you need a blazer. You need a sport coat, you know?
Cashmere, so, though? Cashmere?
Cashmere.
That's
this was the same. I know. I probably should retire it because it's a nice jacket. It's a nice dark blue cashmere sport coat.
Yeah. It sounds like a smoking
dress
jacket.
Shirt
like a smoking
and
smoking
nice
jacket.
Pants.
Yeah. Which it doesn't seem right to wear to, like, you show up, and, like, I'm interviewing you, and you show up in a cashmere jacket. I'm like, what is going on with this guy?
Who's this douche?
Who's this douche? But if I show up wearing, like, a 3-piece suit, I guess I have a totally different mindset altogether. So I don't even know what's going on. So
who's the guy in the white suit?
In the white suit? You want to tell that story? You could tell that story. That's
a
pretty good
story.
One.
You just, for the listeners at home, and if you want to call in, it's 718-928-9732. You're listening to Dave and Giggles Radio Hour. A few months ago, actually, that was
probably
a
year
ago,
year and a half
Dave
ago.
Went to a wedding wearing white, white linen suit.
It was
you
in
don't
October.
Wear white.
It was in October.
To a wedding, unless you're the bride.
I will say this. I have since retired the white linen suit because at Tim's wedding, it got filthy and I can't clean it anymore. So either I have to go buy a new one or retire it. So right now it's out of commission. I got another jacket that's like a tan jacket. It's nice. But all right, so go on. It was in October. Let's also say that it was in October and I'm wearing a white linen suit and I'm also not wearing a tie. I had a scarf.
Yeah.
You remember I had the scarf? I looked really good though.
It's true. It's true.
All right, so there we are at the wedding. You're shooting it because I got you the job, right?
It's true. It's true.
Go on.
That was my story. I was just telling people that you were wearing a white suit.
Yeah, but so there you are. You're taking pictures of all the bridesmaids. And
I was doing video. Yeah,
you were
doing
video of all the bridesmaids.
I'll finish the story. And one of the bridesmaids came up to me and said, or I overheard her. I think she came up
this
to me.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, she came up to
now.
Me and she was like, who's the guy in the white suit? And I was like, oh, that's Dave. Yeah.
But all of they were all looking at me. They were all like, who is this guy?
Yeah, but you can't be taking the attention away from the bride.
But there is no
on her
attention
wedding
being
day
taken
by wearing
away.
White.
There is no attention being taken away. Guy's got to look good, too.
Oh,
man. You remember when we went to that wedding and you tried to put the mic on him and he was like, whoa, what does she want? What does she want? She wouldn't like this. She wouldn't like this. And you were like, dude, you won't have any audio if you don't wear this.
Yeah, I told him, I was like, listen, for your ceremony, you need to wear a lav mic.
Yeah,
because
you got
it's a
it.
Catholic mass, and I'm not going to hear Jack. You know, you're going to be, you know, it's going to sound, you know, and I got the vows. I think that was actually the start of me, like, really pushing for my stuff to be like, no, you need this. If you're not going to do this, then your stuff
then
be
it's
garbage.
Stupid. It's stupid.
You know, you
got to no
kind of stand up a little bit
you
and kind of be a little bit of
you
a,
do.
You know, a dick.
You really do. The interesting thing is, I had a conversation about that this weekend. About like all those like wedding videos is a little different, but like you remember when you were a kid and you did like some kind of like gymnastics or something and there was always a guy filming it in the back and then he would sell the videotape to everybody. Remember those guys? You probably have done these things.
I tried once to do the whole like filming the high school choir concert and selling DVDs, but it didn't really the work didn't, you know. It was good, but people don't want to spend.
Don't want to spend
everybody
the money
with
on
their
it.
iPhones and their iPads right. and their you know their little.
Right.
They can film their kids singing their song right. at the choir concert. They're not going to pay.
But
$20
ever
for a DVD.
Going? The point of the thing is, who's ever going to watch these things again? It like they put it up on a shelf and they never will watch these things again. Am I right? I mean, do you have
well,
anything that
for,
you videotaped
like,
as a kid?
Posterity. I mean, I watch videos of my kids growing up. you know, since like birth and stuff, every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, that's cute. You know,
sit around like and put it on the TV and just start crying, going, ah, oh, I remember those days. Those were such good days. Those were the good days.
Yeah.
They're only like two, though. It's not, hasn't been that far off. You got to give it a little more time.
Right. Well, I'm starting now. I've got like a volume on my kids of photos and videos of like cool, you know, cool stuff, man. Life's moments.
Life's moments.
Like, you ever flip through your cell phone?
Yeah.
And look at all the pictures and you're like, wow, oh yeah, I remember that. Oh, I remember that. That was kind of cool. But like before you had the cell phone, yeah, granted you had your own memories, but you didn't have the memories in such detail.
Oh, totally. I mean, growing up, like, I never took pictures. Never had any pictures until like, I think like 2002 when I finally got like a digital camera. And like looking at those pictures, I'm like, these are the earliest pictures I pretty much have. But The other interesting thing is when you find an old cell phone and you're like, oh, I should power this up. And then you power it up and you look through those pictures, because those pictures you haven't seen in a while. You power it up and you look through and you're like, oh, shit, I remember these pictures. This is crazy. What are you looking at over there?
No, this is back when you like shouldn't take pictures all the time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, we had to learn. I didn't have a camera all the time.
We had to learn, you know?
You did. You did. Did you this is a question I had to ask you. Right. Did your dad wrestle with you at all? Was he like a wrestler? Did you have a lot
of
like...
He wasn't a wrestler.
You're not a wrestler?
No, my dad wasn't a wrestler. He was a type of guy to be like, hey, let's go for a drive. We wind up at like some bridge and he'd be like, hey, let's climb that bridge. And we'd end up climbing the bridge. And like, that's what we did. We never really wrestled so much. At least I don't remember wrestling unless I was really young. Why, are you wrestling a lot with the kids these days?
Well, I was just wrestling with the boys, and I was like, man, this is a great feeling. Like, this is such a fun, like, getting their sort of, like, their energy out. And I think it was just – it's one of those things. I was like, we should do more of this, you know? Like, it's kind of – it's good for them to kind of get out their energy.
Sure.
And
it's kind of like being a lion and then, like, kind of, like, pushing around the lion cubs so that they know how to, like, fight and they know how to, like – you got to be able to toughen these kids up a little bit. I had, like, older cousins, so I would wrestle with them.
Yeah.
And I'd see them every week. And then I remember, like, my uncles, if I started wrestling with them, they would, like, immediately grab my ankle and then just hold me upside down until I stopped. That was pretty much the end of that.
Yeah. But then there was that one uncle that wrestled you.
There was, like, the neighbor of my grandma who would always come over, and he was this weird old dude. And he would always be like, let's go play baseball, kids. And, like, he would be the only guy out there and all the kids. And we'd be like, this is kind of weird. What is this guy doing?
Yeah, you got to look out for those guys as a parent.
Have you come across anybody like that?
Did we talk about this? The Costco incident?
No, I don't think we have.
Did we talk about this on the show, or did I talk to you on the phone? Because I made a Facebook post about it. Remember that? When I was at Costco with my boys.
Is this after you got the new phone or before?
What's that?
After you got the new phone or before?
Well, this was like a year and a half ago.
Oh, all right. So I don't remember a year and a half ago. Tell me again.
Well, the old guy at Costco that was like he was like, oh, your boy's so cute. And he started like touching his hair. And then I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. You know, like he kind of snuck in, you know, like you're kind of like, old guy. Oh, he's like, you know, he's like nice at first. And then he like gets close to your kids. And he
sneaking
like touched Leo's
pat.
Head. Yeah, he patted his head or whatever, the hair. And then he went for Sam. And I was like, all right, that's enough, bro. I was like, that's it. You know, like. The old dude just coming in under my kids, and I was like, man, dude.
No, you were, not cool. Not
caught
cool.
me off guard.
Yeah.
You know, the old pedos kind of catch you off
guard.
But
he might have been just like this old dude who just hasn't, like, had, like, any kind of contacts with kids in forever. And he's just like, oh, this kid, and I get to touch them. And, yeah, that's kind of weird.
I don't know. It was just the way, like, it's happened before. Like, it happened in New York one time. I was, pushing Leo down the street, and some kid, like, some old guy, like, went up to, like, go touch him. I was like, whoa, hey, man.
What are you doing?
You know, you wouldn't touch somebody else's dog without asking him first, right?
No. You wouldn't touch anybody without asking them, you know? It's just like, what are you going to do, walk down the street and be like, hey, Mike, you got some good beard. Let me go in there and really fuzz it out, you know? You just don't do that. All right, so you did say the number, but I'm going to say it again because you said it pretty quick. 718-928-9732. We are Dave and Giggles. Call us. Let us know what's happening and what you've been doing on this President's Day weekend.
President's Day.
A different term that means these days. President's Day weekend, where you have the president out doing a fundraiser for 2020. It's crazy talk.
It's so
I know.
I didn't know if we were going to get into this, but it's so like wrong everything he's doing that like, you know,
It's just so wrong. I went down to a little bit of
the press conference and I listened to on the radio and I was like, this guy like sounds like a crook.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody's just lying to you and you're like, oh, that person's lying to me. That person is just making up stuff.
Obvious.
And I was like, it makes me feel dirty inside when I listen to him because I know that he's just screwing it up.
He's just screwing it over. Screwing us over. He's Conald. He's the biggest con the America's ever seen. But I will say this weekend I went to Atlantic City. I went down. I just got back. Just got back from Atlantic City. And that place obviously is seedy as shit.
Even before.
I mean, it's been seedy for so long. But there's two towers that he has that are gone. I mean, gone as far as like they went out of business. I think last year one went out of business like last year, one out of business in 2014, I think. And there's one that has a restaurant out front. And if you look in the window, you could tell they just overnight just went, we're out of here and we're never coming back. The tables are still set with all the dinnerware on them. If you look behind the bar, all the drinks are still up on the bar. Like everything is still there. And it hasn't been touched. It's just collecting dust for years. It's really creepy. It's like a weird ghost town. It's a Donald Trump ghost town. It's the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
I feel like he's going to do that to...
to us.
This country.
Yeah.
To like, I went down the road the other day. I was Dr. G and I. Friday, we took a ride in a sports car because Dr. G's got a sports car.
He's a doctor.
He was going to get rid of it. He was going to sell it.
To who? You? You going to buy a sports car? You should buy a sports car.
I'm not buying a sports car. But I told him, I was like, listen, you know, it's a sporty little Honda, stick shift, real fun to drive.
Yeah.
And I said, you can't get rid of it. I was like, you're a trauma surgeon. You're saving lives. The least thing you could have is your sports car when you get home to go out and drive.
We need something exciting, you know?
Yeah, you need something exciting. And not that his life's not exciting, but, you know, you need that. That guy thing.
Yeah.
So Friday, you know, his wife was watching our kids for a little bit. I was like, all right, well, let's take the thing for a spin. So, we go out for a spin. He's like, let me show you how to really drive it. Anyways, my point being, what was my story going here?
You were out there with Dr. G. You were talking
about the car.
Ghost towns and Trumps and.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we got back from our ride. We went for a little joy ride. He let me drive it, which was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then we got back, and then the neighbor needed a tire iron. This is where the whole story is going.
Neighbor
needed a tire iron
for what?
The BMW.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we started talking. I was like, oh, so it was her husband was going to get shipped off to Afghanistan to do some stuff.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I was like, so is your husband in Afghanistan? She's like, no, he didn't go. And I was like, oh, really? She's like, yeah, well, with the current administration. And it was a nice sort of like breather to be like, oh, you're not a Trump supporter. Because with some of my neighbors, you know, you find these Trump supporters.
You do.
And then you're like, well, I don't know if I can really want to talk to you. But I will because we're civil with each other.
You have to be. But I mean,
it was nice refreshing to know that, like, she wasn't crazy.
That's true.
And that her husband was like, I'm not going over there with this buffoon in charge.
Yeah.
He's going to get us all killed.
He's going to get us all killed. Like, yeah, totally.
I feel like he could get us killed in America. That guy probably knows he's going to get him definitely killed.
Definitely. I mean, the chances of getting blown up over there right now are way higher. Yeah. It's definitely weird when you come across a Trump supporter because there is that initial like, oh, all right. Well, I'm going to change the way I think entirely about you. And I'm going to tread lightly about anything I say because either I want to start something or I don't want to start something.
Well, it's when people kind of whisper like, when somebody whispers black guy, you know, if they're like, hey, so that guy was black, you know, when they whisper it, you're like, why are you whispering it? Like, what are you going to say about this person that you have to whisper what they are?
That probably happened a lot in Florida, right? That's a big Florida thing. Yeah. So my question, we're going back to cars and having that one thing that makes you feel good about yourself or manly about yourself. What is the one thing that Giggles has that makes you feel manly about yourself? It doesn't have to be manly, just good.
This show? Well, so the wife left with the kids to go get Morgan from the airport.
Oh, geez,
and she texted me and she said, hey, you got the house to yourself for a little bit. You know, so.
Take advantage of it. What are you doing over there? You dying?
Sorry, I was burping. I was getting all choked up because I was talking about having the house to myself.
You feel good.
But no, I have a quiet house for the show. So like 20 minutes before, I'm testing the mic and I'm checking my headphones and I'm getting the laptop all situated. And I was like, yeah. I was like, we're going to show.
We're going to show. You know? We're gonna show.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah.
You know?
And that makes you feel good. Every Sunday night, you know you got an hour to put aside everything you had going, except for this lasagna that you got to take off in a couple minutes. But you could just relax and be yourself.
I just
got to
take off the wrapper. 1548. 1548.
All right. Was somebody going to call? I thought what was happening here.
I tried to get the mother-in-law to call in, but I don't know if this is her.
I don't know.
Her bag.
You should call in and tell us what one thing you have that makes you feel good about yourself. 718-928-9732. Mine is quite obviously these days the Jeep. When I get in the Jeep, I'm like, yeah, this is right. I feel good about myself. And like things go wrong with it, and I'm just like, yeah, but it's still a Jeep.
Yeah. With the hole, it's probably his boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's kind of a funny thing about his boat. He told me the other day, he's like, I just can't justify it much anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, it's yours if you want it. So I have to, between now and like April, decide if I want his boat or not. It's a lot to take care of because I have to, like, you know, maintain it. I have to buy the dock. I have to get, you know, put it in.
Money.
Put it in for in the winters. But I'll have a boat, and then I'll be like, hey, Ryan, remember when you have a boat, had a boat? Now I have a boat.
Now I've got your boat. You rename it. Yeah. You cross off his
cross
the name.
Cross everything off. Perfect.
You need like a Russian grandmother to, like, you need to inherit her house.
That'd be
in
nice.
Bayshore or wherever, Mill Basin.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's a big...
That'd be great. Should I just go down there and start making friends with a whole bunch of old ladies? And just be
start
like,
making
hey,
out with old ladies?
You need like a young
with
guy
Jeep.
With a Jeep.
I got a boat. I got a Jeep.
It's perfect.
I need a house.
I just need the house.
You got to move out to Colorado. I can't believe you're still in New York, man.
Colorado. What's going on in Colorado right now? I mean, they had the... how does everyone feel about Gorsuch? He was a Colorado dude, right?
I think he's out of the. I mean, he's out of the news right now because everything else is sort of happening.
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, hold on.
But
we'll
was that big news
on this?
Was that big news in Colorado?
I don't know. I didn't know the guy before they said his name.
Yeah,
got some guy out. I've got my windows open. I'm looking at some guy in Subaru who keeps driving around.
It's probably
smoking
some,
weed or doing some, what? But he keeps making circles. He looks like a hippie.
He probably wants to rub your kid's head.
Probably. Jeez. Probably that old guy from Costco.
Probably.
That's my kids.
Man. So what's this week look like? What you got another interview or what's going on?
Oh God. Interview. No, no.
Doing?
So this week is what is week? We got Monday's President's Day.
Yeah.
So the kids aren't in school.
Who's your favorite president?
Who's my favorite president?
Donald Trump.
No. I think Lincoln was kind of cool because he had like a lot of stress.
Sure,
you know
he also
Lincoln,
got shot.
I admire him. You know, somebody like to handle all that. I mean, when the country's basically tearing apart.
Yeah,
and he's trying to keep it together.
He's trying to keep it together.
Yeah, I mean, I think FDR was kind of cool. You know, kind of at the sort of a crux of American history.
Sure,
you know, kind of keeping things, being like, hey, we gotta tighten up our bootstraps. And then
I like to hear you talking about presidents. This is nice.
I know. Yeah.
How about Coolidge? He was always nice.
All right, so cool. Yeah, I don't know Coolidge too much. He was the 20s, right? The
sure. That sounds wait 1820s.
I thought 1920s. I thought he was 19.
I have no idea. Call
no,
in.
Here.
Tell us.
I had this. So hold on. Can you spell Afghanistan? I was trying to write it out, and I was like, holy, I don't think I can spell this correctly right now.
Afghanistan. G H A N A S T A N.
Sorry. I was just thinking, what if this was like an elementary school spelling bee?
Yeah.
And I was just laughing at a student.
That'd be terrible. This is why you're not a teacher. Did I get it right? Was that close?
No. It's
A F G H A N A S T A N.
Nistan, N-I-S-T-A-N.
Ah, close.
You did Nastan.
Nastan.
We
close.
Should do on-air spelling bees because I had a lot of I think that's the other sort of traumatic part of my childhood was spelling bees. It's like getting up there and just misspelling shit.
Well, do you remember any words that you did?
Yeah, I misspelled does in third grade, and it ruined me.
I got a text. Coolidge was 1820s. Oh, wait. No, never mind. Making me look like an idiot. I'm the one who got it wrong. 1820? What are you, an idiot?
Why doesn't this person call in?
I don't know. Nobody calls us.
It's like this is our guaranteed hour to talk to each other.
Yeah, I know. This is
phone conversation between friends.
Yeah, nobody really wants to listen to a phone conversation between friends. That's kind of the idea what we're doing here. Do you remember?
When I was in ninth grade. I had a radio scanner, and
those were fun.
I told you I lived in a condo, and I could tap into people's wireless wireless headsets. You know, they're the old wireless phones.
Was this like mid 90s?
Yeah, 96.
All right.
You could tap into people's what do you call it? The wireless phones.
Yeah, like the cordless phones. Yeah. It was the cordless phones. Yeah.
And this is actually pretty embarrassing, but like I had my scanner. And then one of my neighbors who lived next door was on the phone with his girlfriend. He's like 14 or whatever. He's all talking to her and he's like, "I love you." And I had the scanner and I was like playing it for his parents. His parents were making fun of him.
You're evil. You are evil.
Technology. That's what I'm saying. Technology in the wrong hands.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Wow. Can't what did it. His parents say? Did he think that you were just like the biggest jerk in the world?
Just coming downstairs and everybody's laughing in his phone conversation.
Man, that's harsh. Yeah. That's harsh.
Hey, keep it, you know, this is everybody's hacked. Keep it, you know.
Everybody's hacked. Everybody's hacked. Everybody likes a good hacking. Do you remember your the words you got wrong that you were supposed to spell? Oh.
We got a call. It was Does, D-O-E-S.
Does. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey.
What's up?
How's the radio show going?
It's going fantastic.
This is C-Toast.
No, it's not C-Toast.
My weekly correspondent.
Oh, this is, yeah. So did you get an alert that said call us?
Yeah.
That's good. This is a John DeLorum, guy I work with, who's also been on the show and played some music with us. What's up, buddy?
I'm walking over the Williamsburg Bridge.
What made you walk over the Williamsburg Bridge?
I visited the greatest happy hour in New York City.
Where's that?
That is at La Palapa.
Is that your place with the margaritas?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sent. How many did you have?
I had two and some tostadas.
Nice.
So. I'm on three-day weekend vibe.
I know, three-day weekend vibe. What have you done so far? Give us a rundown of John's weekend.
That would take up the rest of the show, so I'm not going to do that.
Well, give us the highlights. Give us something if you're going to call us from the Williamsburg Bridge.
All right, I'm going to highlight. Let me see. I have to think back on what I've done. Is today Sunday?
Today's Sunday. This is going terribly.
All right. So on Friday night, I played a show at Berlin, and the band that played after us, I said bye to them, and they turned a corner, got in their van, they were driving back to Virginia, and they got a DUI.
Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez.
Man. Did they hang out at the bar afterwards and get a little drunk and then head it out?
He blew .80 at one beer.
Oh, wait, that can't be right.
That's what he said.
I feel like he had more. He's lying to you. But regardless, it still sucks. So did they cancel the tour?
I don't know.
You don't care. All right, so go on. What else happened?
I got a bagel, and I saw Rick Springfield.
Yeah?
I got a bagel.
You know. You know who Rick Springfield worse. Is?
I know who Rick Springfield is. Yes, Jesse's girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah, good friend. Good friend.
Hold on. Tell me if you can still hear me.
Oh.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you. I can hear also the rest of Williamsburg Bridge.
This is the sound of the Williamsburg Bridge. This is my friend Russell.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Russell?
What's up, Russell?
It's good. All
right.
Yeah.
I just want to let the listeners of the show know that the Islanders lost last night to the New Jersey Devils.
All right. So where are we in the season? Where are we in the season? Are they going to make it?
They are performing much better than expected after firing their coach. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I can't say for sure. A couple points out.
I would never take you as an Islander fan. You're from Jersey. Why don't you like the Devils?
The Stanley Cup, we're talking about the underdog truly coming to fruition.
Why don't you
and
like
I know
the?
This isn't a sports show.
No, it's not a sports show, but it could be anything you want. So here we are talking about the Islanders. You're from Jersey. How come you don't like the Devils? What happened there?
I like them, but you know things change in life, and I don't live in New Jersey anymore.
No, you don't. But I mean, you live like close to where the Jersey Devils play, to where the Islanders play.
All right. The reason I don't like the Devils anymore is because of Chris Christie.
Because of Chris Christie,
a governor makes you not like the Devils.
So
see that.
Do you hate Jersey altogether?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm just asking you. I know you didn't say
there
it, but I'm asking you.
There are parts of it
you.
That I hold dear to my heart, but for the most part, the state, all in all, hasn't had a good track record.
It has not. What are some things you love about Jersey? Without saying things that obvious Jersey people will say, like, you know, because
things
it's not New York.
Jersey?
Yeah, what are things you love about Jersey?
Well,
give us a rundown.
One historical tidbit is that it's the original home of Motown.
The original home of Motown. But, I mean, who got their start in Jersey? Who were the big
George
Motown?
Clinton.
George and the P-Funks. I thought they were Connecticut.
Yeah.
They were Jersey?
Trenton, right?
Plainfield.
Yeah. All right. But, I mean, let's be honest. Motown really flourished in Detroit. It would have never been anything if it never went to Detroit.
It started in Jersey, but it moved out because the mafia had too much control in it.
Too much control. All right, so give me another thing you love about Jersey.
Because
that one was kind of weak.
Yeah, I'm gay. Hey. Okay.
All right.
I think the best slice of pizza... No, I'm sorry, I'm going to rephrase this. The worst slice of pizza in New Jersey is better than the best slice of pizza in New York.
Mm, that's saying a lot. All right, we need to have a pizza off then. Because if you're saying that, then we need to really, like, test this theory out. Because that's a bold statement.
Does your radio show have a budget?
Yeah, well, I'll buy a bunch of slices of pizza from all over. You got to get them though. I'll give you money.
Delivered from New Jersey.
I will give you money. You go get them. You bring them over here, and then we're gonna have a taste off.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, the pizza. It's good.
It's real good. All right. What's on the docket for tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm doing some things.
When's your next gig? When's your next gig? Why don't you publicize your next gig?
Tuesday.
Where are you playing? Tuesday. Where are you playing?
Bowery Ballroom.
Who are you playing with?
The Lemon Twigs.
The Lemon Twigs? Why have
I'm
you
playing,
it? I've never heard of these guys before.
Yeah, well, I mean, you should do your homework.
Yeah, but you never told me that you were playing with them is what I meant.
Listen, man, there's so many things happening. I can't keep you filled in.
You got to keep me filled in. You got it.
As
all right.
As quickly as you'd like.
So the Lemonheads is playing Tuesday night.
Are you in the radio show alone?
No.
Just you in a room by yourself?
Well,
right
yes,
now?
That's true. That is true.
Well, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here, John. I'm just listening to you guys talk about
nonsense.
But I was looking at homes
in
Detroit.
He's on the phone. Yeah, why don't you come over here?
Maybe.
All
right.
You ain't going to make
it. When is this over?
It's over in 20 minutes. You're never going to make it.
Yeah, no.
That's what Dave's girlfriend says.
Yeah, never going to make it. All right. Well, next week we'll get you on. This Tuesday you're playing at the Bowery Ballroom. You should go see them. What time are you going on?
I don't know.
You give me nothing here.
It's sold out. It's sold out, Dave. I can't even get you in.
I'm getting a lot of people telling me that you're adding nothing to this. Nothing.
No, he's not. He's not.
I don't care.
I am looking at Detroit real estate. You can buy homes for $160.
We should buy a house. We should. Yeah, but I mean,
we should.
They probably turn the power off at that place. There's really nothing going for it.
Well, there's nothing, but we should buy it,
bulldoze
it, and put like a giant billboard that says Dave and Giggles, rebuilding Detroit.
Rebuilding
one
Detroit.
House at a time.
One house at a time for $166. All right, so what time you go on Tuesday night? You're killing me.
I don't know.
You're killing me. So what?
This is our one caller. Is there a guy that you text to be like, hey, call into the show?
I didn't even text him. He told me that he was going to call in during the week.
I have a reminder on my phone.
He's got a reminder on his phone. He's going to call every week now. It's going to be our radio shark. So what? Where can we see hear this band?
Probably on the internet.
All right.
Spotify, I don't know.
Well, all right. So you go to Spotify.
No, you know, Max played on your show.
Yeah, Max from Cutworms. Oh, so this is his other band?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So that's all you had to say.
No. Ugh. You mixed it up.
What is this?
I don't know.
Explain yourself.
Okay.
Explain yourself.
I'm going to go.
That's it?
Go.
You're going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up.
All right. Well, you know, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, give me a buzz.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Later. All right. That was just nonsense. Giggles left. Giggles went to go take something off the lasagna, take it out of the oven, do something with it, and just left me here alone. So I'm just going to sit here and talk about, oh, he's back. How's that lasagna? How's that lasagna?
I'm back. I pulled the saran wrap off of it beautifully.
Beautiful.
Beautifully.
Beautiful.
I wanted somebody to see it, but I was like, you know, it's one of those times where you're just like, I'll just enjoy this.
Yeah.
This can be just for me, you know?
You should have brought the show with you. You could have videotaped the whole thing, and we could have heard the cellophane come right off.
It'd have been better than that phone call. Jeez.
I don't know if I can play our band. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll go out with our band. What song do you want to hear? Ryan's texted me, so he's listening, and he wants to hear the band. I might be able to play something, but you gotta give me more. So that was
good
John.
Show.
Good times. He always adds nothing. Were you on the show that he came on, or were you not there that day?
Yeah, I was there. It was like a shit show.
It was
you
a
guys
total
were just
shit
a mess.
Show. Oh, that's right, yeah.
You were like pulling questions from him. You were like,
he's impossible. It's impossible.
And didn't they smell? Didn't they smell kind of bad?
Oh, God. I don't even want to go into the smell. It was just wretched. You could tell that kid was on a bender for like 2 or 3 days straight and just rolled into the studio. He stunk.
Just stinks. Speaking of stinking, did you watch the Grammys at all? Did you watch any of that?
I didn't watch the Grammys. I don't think I did. I think I was doing something then. Did you watch them? Give me some highlights.
So I watched a little of it. I like the Katy Perry. I always like Bruno Mars because he's a showman.
He's a showman.
You know, he's like a.
He did some
I
kind
feel
of.
Feel like I'm talking like Trump now. Do you ever do that? Like,
he's a showman. Say, he's a.
You know, like he's Bruno Mars. He's a showman.
He's a showman.
Fabulous guy. And,
yeah.
We watched the Beyonce thing, and I was just like, what? Why?
Was that the night she announced that she was pregnant with twins? Was that how it went down?
No. She did this performance, and I think it was like more of an art piece.
Yeah.
You know, I won't get too much into it, but I was just like, what are you doing? What's happening? Like, you don't have to be weird for weird's sake. Like, if you're going to be weird, be like, okay, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing here?
What is this?
No, it was the projection was cool. I thought a lot of the projection.
Oh, I did see one thing from it. It was the girl from Orange is the New Black introduced Lady Gaga, and she was supposed to introduce Lady Gaga playing with Metallica, and she totally left out Metallica.
Oh, shit.
And then when they went to go sing, someone had pulled Metallica's mic. So there was no vocals, and it was just Lady Gaga. Allegedly, they were like flipping shit because it was just a insult to injury to Metallica.
But you know, we talked about this. People do this nowadays just to make news topics. You know, the whole thing with who was that? Steve Harvey when he did the Miss America.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he was like in the winter. Oh, I'm sorry. You know. Nobody would have ever watched that show unless he did that mistake. So I think a lot of times people are like, all right, what's the wrench we can throw in the gears to just get a story out of
it? Right. Well, they want the next morning, they want it to – Bradley is fake news. Everyone's texting me, Bradley is fake news. But they want the highlight. They want that Facebook video going out, fake news.
Did you see that? Hold on. We got to talk about this guy for a minute. Did you see where he was saying – the news media is the enemy of the people. He called out basically like BBC or ABC.
He called out a whole bunch of them. That was his Twitter tweet that he put out. I mean, it's calling the news and the media an enemy of the American people is just straight up dictator-like. It's just straight up being like, all right, well, I'm going to just say that the news doesn't matter anymore, and the only thing that you should listen to is me.
We've seen this play before. We know what he's doing, you know? Like, it's crazy. This is nothing new.
It's nothing new.
It kind of rattles the brain. It hurts the brain a little bit to think about it. You're like, God, you know?
I know. When I think that he's our president, I just, like, get really, I feel dirty. I feel like this is just wrong.
He admitted to sexually assaulting women.
Yeah.
You know?
I think
we talked about this the other day was like, sort of, he makes me kind of be like, has anything I've said or done been close to this? Or like, how do I treat people now? You know, like, how can I treat people better than this guy? You know,
it's very true. On my way back up from Atlantic City, I saw a lot of bumper stickers for Trump. And I would always examine this car as good as I possibly could. And it always
was well or good.
As well as I don't remember what I was saying. Doesn't matter. I was examining this car and I would always look at it. Low bar Bradley. Just keep getting texts. I would just examine these cars and it was always like the same thing. It was just like this. I don't want to say like white trash person, but it was just this like white angry guy or girl in a beat up car with a sticker that said Trump on it, and they just had this look on their face that they constantly were looking to get into a fight. That's all they did. Yeah. They were just constantly looking to get into a fight, and they're constantly feeling vindicated that he won, and they're like, start with me. Just start with me because I'm ready to go. And it's just frightening. Low bar Bradley. Yeah.
Low bar Bradley. What are you going to do? Who's texting? Why don't they call in?
All right.
Like, this is, you know, this.
Right. Call in.
Texter.
718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. Let's see.
He's probably
like,
F you, Dave. Fuck, I'm not calling in.
Low bar Bradley.
I've got a corporate job. I can't call in.
He's got the 9 to 5. I'll sell you my boat.
Give you a boat.
I gotta say what I'm going to do with that thing. Let's see if he calls. Oh, I doubt he will, but he might. Who knows? Yeah. All right, so what's this looking like? What's this lasagna looking like? Does it look good?
It's looking good. I think I got like 5 or 6 more minutes.
I haven't eaten anything all day.
Did I tell you? I told you a little bit about my museum story, didn't I?
No, I don't think you did.
So I re-upped our museum membership to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science.
When you're a stay-at-home dad, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Which allows firearms, I guess. I guess you're allowed to bring firearms if you got a concealed carry into the museum.
Okay.
And also into the zoo, which it's a little strange, but it's Colorado. People like their guns out here.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
You look like you're texting.
I am texting too, but I'm listening to you as well.
I don't think you can do two things at once.
I can do two things at once. Obviously, I can. I'm talking to you, and I'm listening to your story about someone bringing guns into the museum. Go on. Jesus.
So I go to the museum, re-up the membership, and you know, my kids love dinosaurs.
Hold
I'm like,
the
cool.
story.
Sam hasn't been to the museum in a while.
Yeah. What's happening? You know. Hold the story for a minute.
Okay.
Go ahead. Who's there?
David?
Who's this?
David, it's your Aunt Clara. Listen, David, I just wanted to know how that lasagna was coming, and I just wanted to tell you that I love you, and...
That's Ryan with a guitar. He's playing for us. Get that.
I got your underwear finished.
Put the mic right up to the amp. Give us a little preview.
Your underwear's totally finished. And it smells a little something like this.
This is the shit show today.
Yeah. Feels good, though.
It feels good. That was good.
Happy birthday.
That's good. Do you have anything to say to Giggles, or did you hang up already? I think you hung up.
That was good. Was that Ryan?
No, that was Chris.
Chris.
Chris. My roommate, Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, that was him. And Ryan was in the background playing guitar. They're down at the studio. I'm going to go meet them up after this.
Oh, I see what's happening.
Yeah, you see what's happening. That's why they're listening.
Now I know what's happening. You should have filled me in.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm filling you in when you need to know. Now you need to know. Like, it all comes together right now. And we'll...
You spent too much time at the studio.
I know. It's good, though. It's good. We're recording an album. Well, I'll play a song on the way out. Well, how's that?
All right, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Turn my mic off so I can't make fun of it.
Yeah, you will. You probably will. All right, so go on. You're in the museum. You're re-upped.
So we go to the museum, and we're in the dinosaur area, which is great. You know, love the dinosaurs. And then we're talking to this volunteer lady who, you know, you can feel the dinosaur bones and stuff. And she's like, yeah, there's a group of creationists here. And I was like, oh, really? And I was like, what are they telling? You know, what are they asking? Or what are they, you know? I'm like, oh, well, they just kind of have their thing, I guess. You know, I think... Creationists believe that the dinosaurs got killed during the flood, you know, which is
the flood. So they didn't make it onto the ark. That's basically the idea.
I think that's kind of what I was, you know, told or kind of led to believe was that the dinosaurs died out during the flood.
So Noah is gathering up all these animals and he's like, listen, T-Rex, you got to come on. And the T-Rex is like, I'm going to bite your head off. And he's like, well, I guess you're not coming on the boat. And they just
T-Rex
never made
is
it.
Like, no.
No.
T-Rex is like, I'm not getting on the boat.
Not getting on the boat. There's going to be no rain.
So anyways, we're over there by some of the, you know, the rocks and the fossils and stuff. And Leo's a smart kid. And he's like asking me kind of, you know, he's like, so how did the dinosaurs die or the dinosaurs died? And I was like, yeah, so I think there was an asteroid that hit the Earth, like, you know, and it was a giant rock from outer space. And it, you know, created a lot of, you know, darkness and killed a lot of the dinosaurs out. And that's how some of the mammals got to, you know, become so prevalent in the... And these kids, I could tell that they were I don't want to say like pigeonhole them or typecast the creationist kids, but you know, they had some, you know, polo shirts tucked into their khakis. They looked a little conservative, you know?
Sure, sure.
I thought the one kid had a Trump hat on, but it was not a Trump hat.
That would have been good. I'd like to see a little kid
if he had a Trump hat on.
Yeah.
But there was this, you know, as I'm telling Leo this story, these kids are just laughing at us. And I was like, oh. I was there, you know, like I was in their shoes, you know, and
you were raised very, very religious.
I was raised very religious. I, you know, made some changes in my sort of belief system once I, you know, became of a certain age and read a little bit more and sort of saw the world for what it was. But I was just like, oh, you poor things, you know, like you can teach kids values and life lessons and things of that nature. But when you teach kids that dinosaurs, you know, are only 6,000 years old, or the Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing them a great disservice.
Total disservice. But here's the question. Were they laughing at the story, or were they laughing at how you were telling the story? Were you like, there was this great rock, and it came out of nowhere, and it hit the Earth, and you just sounded kind of a little dim-witted when you told the story?
Probably.
Probably.
There was probably some sound effects, you know.
You're just going off being like, like sound effects.
Science.
So that's good. All right. So I'm gonna play this song and then we'll take it out. I think I've made a decision about show going forward. I'm gonna carry around and I want you to do the same thing. I want us to each do so once a week. Try to have a conversation with somebody and carry around your recorder and try to record it, and then we'll bring it back to the show.
I almost thought about we need to still donate money to Matt's GoFundMe campaign for his medical bills.
All right. Well, you were supposed to do it.
You owe me $25.
I'll send you $25. I will Venmo you $25.
Venmo me $25.
I don't have Venmo. I don't have Venmo.
We'll give him $50.
PayPal you
$25. Before we go on another homework assignment,
yeah,
we got to finish the last one.
I will send you that. You just have to do it. That was on you to do that. But I'm just saying, bring your recorder out. And just start a conversation with someone. Be like, hey, I'm from this radio show. Do you mind if I interview you? And then just have a conversation with them. Edit it down to like a 2-minute thing. Bring it on the show. That's all I'm saying.
Let's do it.
I'm going to bring that around too. I'm going to do it myself. All right, let's get a song going. And then I don't know if there's time enough to come back. Maybe I'll say goodbye. But we got a big week coming up. All right. Mm-hmm. there you go. I hope everybody's happy.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. That was good. Thanks for sharing that with me.
Yeah, no problem.
A lot of hard work went into that.
A lot of hard work really, went into that. Shout out to Ryan and
give
Chris.
You a participant.
There it is. There
yeah,
it is.
Shout out to Ryan. And
yeah. All right, that's it for us.